struggling seaman, you may rescue, you may save. Let your lower life be burning, send a gleam across the way. Some poor place
Eternal Father and every God, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your mercy and your blessing. Thank you for each and every one of your children everywhere that is listening to this program this morning. Pray, O God, that you will touch them and bless them in a special way as we commit them in your hand now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one in the hearing of my voice. Once again, we're coming to you from the Joy of Living Fellowship Center at 455 North Haverhill Road in West Palm Beach. Phone number there is 561-712-0182. Our website is www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. That's www.joyoflivingfellowshipchurch.org. Praise God. We are so thankful to God. We are blessed to be on the air once more. Praise God. We truly hope that you will continue to listen to the program. Tell a friend about it and be blessed. And at this time, I would like to introduce to you our pastor, Bishop E. Douglas.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. It is such a joy coming to you this morning and to share with you from the Word of God. This morning we will be speaking from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Praise the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have your Bible with you, just go with us as we look into the Word of God. The Word of God declare, praise the Lord. And when they were come in, they all went in the upper room, praise the Lord. And there they all went into prayer and fasting, trusting God, because God is the answer to all the world today. Praise the Lord. And in verse 14, the Bible tells that it continues steadfast, praise the Lord, in one accord with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And as they were sharing the word and praying and blessing God, praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit move upon their life, praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you this morning, for each and every one of you, especially those that are a believer, that you need to trust God, you need to learn how to pray. Praise the Lord, and we will have much more and pray this morning, because prayer is the key. Praise the Lord, prayer is a powerful weapon. Praise the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to share with you what prayer can do in your life when you trust God and when you believe in God. Praise the Lord. We'll be coming back to pray with each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. But at this time, we'll go back to our moderator. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord. We're thankful this morning for the Word of God, reminding us that when we need to communicate with God, we need to go in prayer. Praise God. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And when he said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, praise God. And he said, whatever you ask your Father, Daddy God, in his name, he will grant it unto you. So don't give up. Keep on praying. Praise the Lord. At this time, I would like to give you some information. Praise God. Our pastor's phone number is 561-723-9902. Church number again, 561-712-0182. My number is 561-253-4722. And my name again is Evangelist I. Douglas. Praise the Lord. Some more information for you on our adoption service that are available to you. Praise God, from the One Church, One Child. It's a government program. Praise God, if you do not want to adopt, you can foster. Praise God, and we also have counseling available. The phone number for these services, praise God, if you call my husband, phone number at 561-723-9902. Praise God, he can give you the information for the adoption and the fostering service. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We also have some upcoming events, which will be October 30th through November 1st. Praise God. This weekend, actually, praise God, it's our pastor's appreciation service weekend. Praise God. And we're hoping to have some wonderful time in the Lord. Praise God. We will have different speakers coming to speak. Praise God. And to encourage our hearts. Praise God. That's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7:30 p.m. nightly. And Sunday morning, if you do not have a home church, come on down and help us to worship the Lord. We're going to have food and dinner and all kind of things there. Wonderful time and much blessing in the Lord. Amen. You do not want to miss this one. And November 28th, we are planning to have a sing-along service. Praise God, starting at 7 p.m. Drop it down on your paper. Praise God. And do not forget it. On December 12th, we will be having a prayer breakfast at same location, 455 North Haverhill. By the way, all these events will be taking place at the same address, 455 North Haverhill Road in West Palm Beach, Florida. Praise God, and we're looking forward to having you. May God continue to bless you. And I'll try to sing another verse of this song. Be blessed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to pray for each and every one of you this morning. especially those in the bed of affliction, praise the Lord, because we know that God is a special healer, praise the Lord, and He wants to heal you and bless you this morning and deliver you. So let's look to Him in prayer, eternal Father and our God. Thank you, Lord, for your children everywhere. For those that are going through, praise the Lord, I pray that you will touch them and give them a special healing and special deliverance, Lord. And we pray for young people, Lord, that it seems to be having trouble in school, but we pray, O God, that you will touch them and bless them in a special way, in Jesus' name. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for those of you that call this ministry and make a tax-deductible donation to help this ministry. May the Lord continue to bless you continually, always, in Jesus' name. God bless you.